most meaningful things that you have ever told me. I really, really appreciate it. And yes, I definitely believe the entire Bible. And you were making reference to mine and Harry's conversation. I can assure you that he does too. Me and him have had many of these similar type discussions. And that is definitely one of our primary subjects when we talk on the phone is, how am I doing about measuring up to that? So, I definitely appreciate you sharing that with me. And that's one of the things that I have learned, is to never judge somebody for their past or what they seem to be on the surface, but basically for who they actually are, not for what you've heard about them or what you might think about them from first sight, but who they actually are as an individual. That's what matters, and how they get back up from their mistakes tells a lot about them. How they treat other people tells a lot about them. Those are some of the most important things in life, because if you never learn from your mistakes and you treat other people horribly, then you're not much of a person. You're not much to look up to. But if you learn from your mistakes and you don't make the same ones, and you always move forward to become a better person from it, and you treat everybody like they're valuable, like they really are, then you're a decent human being. And although all of that is scriptural, is biblical, you see it in the Bible, it's what it says to do. It applies in real everyday life for everyday people. And it's, I guess it's what society would refer to as morals. You need to act a certain way. And if you don't, you're not too good of a person. So I definitely appreciate you sharing all that with me, and I understand about how hard things are for you, and I really hate that for you. God sets up different things in everybody's life. No two people have exactly the same resources and exactly the same experience in life. Everybody's situation is tailor-made for them. I'm a short person, you're a short person, but other people are really tall. Well, I have a buddy who is 6'9", and he has completely different struggles in life than what I do, being 5'8", and what you would, I don't know how tall you are, but what you would at your height. That's just an example. Each person has to live in their own body, and we all have our own limitations. Every single one of us does. So that's stuff that we have to live with, and how well we do that is how God will measure us.
Yes, sir, you are right. I remember my senior year of high school. I wrote something on the... Wow. They still had whiteboards in high school when I went there. So I took a marker and I wrote on the whiteboard close to time to graduate, when we really just had a whole lot of time on our hands and we just, you know, got to play around a lot. I wrote on the chalkboard something along the lines. I can't remember what it said exactly, but I think it said, you know, when life presents you with struggles and suffering, what will your response be? Will it be for the glory of God and the good of humanity? Or will it be for nothing? And I did my best to make it for the glory of God and the good of humanity. I can't say every day I get that just right, because I have my days when I just get flat out mad and I just want to throw everything down and say, to horse manure with it. I'm trying to think of a good way I could say that over there. Without getting in trouble. But, you know, this past year has been a real struggle. And, you know, life has been a real struggle period that, you know, when I got to start seeing my dad again, he was a full-time over-the-road truck driver. And after having gotten to hang out with him for a year or two, I started seriously thinking about obtaining my CDLs. And then I went to work with the school district and tried to obtain them for the Class D to drive a school bus, which probably ended up being a good thing because of how the kids behave nowadays. I don't think I could handle it. But I got my permit, and then I went to go do the DOT physical, and then they looked at me and said, you're going to have to talk to the doctors because I don't think we can give you a valid DOT physical until you get some things cleared up. And I'm going to be honest, I looked right out at that doctor and I said, you're seeing my disability, not my potential, aren't you? And she just looked at me stone cold, and I was in tears when I said that because, you know, truck drivers, they make really good money. And yeah, I wouldn't be home a lot, and I would be lonely and all that. But for the money those guys make, I thought it would be worth it. And then, if I was going to get in a truck, I always said, my daddy's handle was Shorty, because my dad's 5'5" and I'm 5'1". So I'd get on there and say, this is Shorty number two, calling Shorty Senior. Oh, Lordy. That would have been fun. But, yeah, the FMCSA and all their red tape has kind of made that sort of impossible for me. So, I'm a traffic controller, making $14.50, living on the pretty much poverty line, and I can still tell you that I can still laugh and enjoy life and be happy because I got friends like you, and I got all the guys on here on the air and the radio and all the guys at work. I got family, and I got a lot of things that I'm happy for and grateful for. I may gripe and complain a good bit, but in all honesty, I'm really happy to have them. And I'm really happy to have you as my friend. And, you know, I need to let the repeater drop. I guarantee you, since I'm on Echo Link, I probably dropped out the repeater. Sorry about that. I've had a lot of people at work, even the clients that we work for, subcontractors for Duke Energy, specifically a guy at Pike, who told me that he really respected me. Okay, hang on, I'm going to give it to KA3JCA. Richard, you go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm on Echo Link. I didn't hear you.
That's quite all right, Chatter. I just wanted to let you know I got your message, your phone message, that you could give me a call tomorrow morning about 10 o'clock. Just give me a call about 10 o'clock. I should be up by then. I just woke up to take some medicine and saw that you'd called. And to cheer you up, to let you know, I'm 5'8", short a foot. Hi.
Well, it's the Short Man Amateur Radio round table tonight. Oh, man, Richard, I love you, dude. You're awesome. Oh, Lord. Feel free to chime in for a few minutes with me and Daniel if you'd like. I haven't got to talk to you on the radio in a while.
Good. I'm going to let you guys carry back on. I just happened to turn it on just a second, but I don't want to wake Sally up, so I'm going to turn it back down, and I'll catch you tomorrow. I'll give you a call tomorrow morning about 10 o'clock.
Roger, Roger. We'll do this. It's a pleasure hearing you tonight. 73, okay, it was more WWZ. Daniel, back to you.
73, Richard, and we'll catch you later on down the log. Hi and bye. Back to you, Chandler. I definitely understand what you're saying there, and I definitely appreciate you being my friend, too. I know you've been through a lot. And I've been through a lot too. But I did want to let you know that one time, a long time ago, one of the other hams on here showed me a song. And the song, I think it's an old country song. It is called "Coat of Many Colors." And that song is about a mom who made a coat for her child out of rags, and the child valued it a lot because every little piece of the coat was a different color, and they got picked on at school for it, and the kid said, "Well, you don't understand, because the coat that I have, my mom made it out of love for me, and so it's worth more than all your clothes. Life isn't the value of life is not the dollar amount that's in your bank account. It is how you view the life around you. It's the value you give to it. And a lot of people have it backwards. They get all caught up in the actual dollar signs of whatever they have rather than who they have and the intangible value, the value that you can't place a dollar sign on. Of who they have in their life. That's where the real value of life comes from, and that's where people get their happiness wrong, when they chase a dollar sign rather than value the people and circumstances around them for what they are.
Absolutely. And, there's a song I'd like to recommend you to listen to, and I'm going to also send you something about me and my dad that I posted back on February 12th, which, by the way, February 12th of this year, like a year since my dad's been gone, and that was a rough day, and every day since that day a year ago has been hard, because everybody that got to see me around my dad knew that I loved him a whole lot. And, I'm going to send you two songs, but the one to pertain to the conversation we're having now, there's a song by Zac Brown Band, it's called Free. And I'll send that to you, but I think you should listen to it. It's a good song, great song, and it pretty much talks about this entire conversation we are having and have just had, and all right. Well, I don't want to get emotional on there, but Daniel, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for sticking around to talk with me, and keep doing what you're doing, because one day you're going to be able to look back at all those people who said you can't and show them that you could, you would, and that you did. And those people are going to come back and they're going to apologize for everything. Maybe not all of them, but some of them might. I know that when I graduated high school and got my diploma, a lot of my former classmates came back and said, I thought you was going to give up. And I never did. It took me an extra year. But I stuck through and I did it. I think that's going to come back as one of the most positive things in my life. Even though it's just high school. It says something about your character. And I've had people come up to me at work and ask me, why don't you just stay at home and draw a check? I told them, I said, ma'am, sir, I can't do that. I don't want to sit at home and be lazy. I'm capable of doing things, and I want to come out and show the world what I can do, and I want to give my all to society. And, you know, the things you do show people who you are, and it really makes a huge difference when you can have a positive impact on somebody's life. And I have a feeling, and I don't really want to brag, I'm not trying to brag, but I have a feeling that because of the way I am and because of the things that I do, that one day after I'm gone and at my funeral, there may be a good few people there who aren't family, who just, for some reason, they feel impacted by me doing the things that I do, and, by my actions, I changed their life in a positive way. So, and Daniel, you're going to do that. You really are. And, I just want you to know I'm always here for you. And, with that, it's about 11 o'clock, 2300 hours. And I'm probably about to go in the house and get into bed. If not, get in the bed and watch the rest of the season 3 of 24 and then go to bed. You have a good night, buddy. It's been a pleasure. And give me a call tomorrow. I might like to come up and visit with you if you got time. That's KO4WWZ. That's KA4WZM.
Sounds good, Chandler, and thanks for staying late and talking to me. I definitely appreciate it, and I definitely needed it, so looking forward to hanging out with you. I'll actually be by myself most of tomorrow afternoon, so if you want to come by tomorrow afternoon to hang out, we can play with radios and things, and that would be good. I also have my engine out of my vehicle. I need to get some work on that. So if you want to see what the engine looks like, I can show you what happens to my white Explorer. That's a whole nother project too. I'm having problems with that. So, yeah, if you want to come by and hang out, I have something to show you about what's new. Some of it good, some of it not so good. Most of it not so good, but it's alright. You can have a good laugh over it. I don't know what else to say about it. It's the drive shaft broke. So, yeah. Anyways, hopefully catch up with you tomorrow. And good talking to you. 73s, and good night.
73s, Daniel, and I will give you a call tomorrow before I ride up over there. This is Chaos Horde, WWZ. I am clear at 22:45.